on Hard Facts. I don't just bring you the news, I bring you the newsmakers.
Consul General of the U.S. Consul General in Lagos, giving her first ever interview in Nigeria, Claire Pierangelo.
They come to me because they know
Lagos is listening.
I love the way you engage Nigeria, especially with people who are here to supremacist Nigeria. They feel they are more Nigerian than you are.
We talk to the newsmakers.
The Special Assistant to the President on Digital and New Media, Tolu Ogunlesi. Frank Mba has just walked into the studio.
Yawande Sadiku. Yawande is the Executive Secretary of NIPC, the Nigeria Investment Promotion Council.
The Senior Special Assistant to President Muhammadu Buhari on Public Affairs, Mr. Ajuri Ngelale.
We talk to captains of industry.
She's the founder and CEO of Tomato Joss, one of Nigeria's biggest agro-industrial businesses. Her name is Mira Mehta. He's been selected for Forbes 30 Under 30. His name is Ineoluwa Aboyeji.
We talk to the experts.
He's the chief economist at Business Day. He's a big friend of the show. Also because
he's the head of the Department of Molecular Biology and Biotechnology at the Nigerian Institute of Medical Research, NIMR. Dr. Bamidele Walokun.
And we talk to you.
I found Mr. Usman through Hard Facts. He's a listener. He sent us a WhatsApp message when we were talking about the scanners at the port.
Give me your afternoon and I'll give you their answers.
Hello, Lagos. Good afternoon. I am Sandra Ezekwesili. And these are your Hard Facts. First Hard Fact of the day, the governorship and state assembly elections are in 5 days' time. Lagos, 5 days' time. Every day when we talk about this on Hard Facts, I notice that more and more of you are determined to come out and vote. And I love it. I love it. That's the spirit of Lagos. We are a resilient, determined people who are ready to face any hardship to get the job done. So come out on Saturday, insist on your right to vote. We've all learned from what went wrong on February 25th. Now we know that if Vivas is not uploading at your polling unit, the INEC official has to use the send offline option. So you know you have to insist on that. You also know that you have to insist before voting starts that the INEC official confirms that they have the code for both the Guba and the assembly portals. Lagos, now you get this power. Now you get this power. So thank you for rising above your frustrations and realizing that you, the people, always have the power to insist that the right thing is done. So go and exercise that power peacefully on Saturday, 5 days away. Lagos, 1 million of you listen to this show. 1 million Lagosians cannot be wrong. Thank you so much for listening. I've got a great show for you today, starting with the big weekend. Let's talk about state governments threatening the CBN and AGF with contempt of court charges over the Naira redesign. Then let's talk about the Labour Party planning contempt charges for INEC and nationwide protests over inspection of election materials. And then let's talk about Peter Obi being told to leave it for God and refusing. Today, I'm not going to bring you Madam Landlord. We'll talk some more about our stories on the big weekend today. And on the big hard fact, we'll talk about the governorship race here in Lagos and the other races in other states. As usual, we'll have news updates for you at the top of the hour every hour. But let's get started with today's big weekend. Now, of course, after the news at 6 o'clock, I'll hand you over to the newsroom for the newsroom. But yes, let's get started with today's big weekend, shall we? I'm Sandra Ezekwesili Lagos. These are your Hard Facts.
The weekend.
Why are federal agencies ignoring court orders? If INEC doesn't allow inspection of materials, how should LP proceed? Is Obi correct about it is God's will spoiling Nigerian society? It was a big weekend, Lagos. Let's talk. There's an update on the Naira redesign drama. State governments are giving the federal government until today to comply with the Supreme Court, or they'll file contempt of court charges tomorrow. We heard from the state governments of Kaduna, Kogi, and Zamfara. Remember, the Supreme Court gave them a judgment forcing the federal government to re-legitimize the old Naira notes until the end of the year. You remember, right? But so far, there's been no action from the federal government in general or the CBN in particular. So on Friday, they sent certified true copies of the judgment to the federal government. Because remember, we've been hearing the excuse that federal government has not cited the judgment. So states were like, see the judgment, obey it. And now they've said that if there's no compliance by today, they'll file contempt charges against the CBN Governor Godwin Emefiele and Attorney General Abubakar Malami. I'm sure Malami is like, why am I in it? Wait till you consign me inside. But the states say that the AGF is supposed to give the CBN Governor official advice on the judgment, which he has failed to do or refused to do. So this is our first story today, where we're going to be talking about federal agencies allegedly unlooking orders or judgments from the judiciary. By the time we get to the second story, where we talk about that as well, I think you will agree with me that it is worth asking whether the current federal executive is simply not taking the courts seriously, because the Nigerian Bar Association is worried. The NBA says that the executive should not ignore the Supreme Court, especially since the court already accused the presidency of contempt and endangering national stability. Meanwhile, Anambra Governor Chukwuemeka Soludo has told people to trade with the old notes. He says Emefiele himself assured him that banks are supposed to collect and receive the old notes. That's what Soludo is saying. Soludo said, quote, "The governor of the CBN gave me the directive at a bankers' committee meeting held on Sunday, 12th March 2023. The governor, Dr. Godwin Emefiele, personally confirmed the above to me during a phone conversation on Sunday night. Residents of Anambra are therefore advised to freely accept and transact their businesses with old currency notes as well as the new ones. Residents should report any bank that refuses to accept deposits of the old notes. The Anambra State Government will not report, will not only report such a bank to the CBN, but will also immediately shut down the defaulting branch." End quote. So it's going to be interesting to see whether the CBN confirms this meeting at some point today. The only message we received from the CBN was a debunking of a news story where the CBN was accused of targeting the president-elect Bola Tinubu. Back here in Lagos, we also have Governor Sanwo-Olu asking businesses to accept 1,500 naira notes, the old notes, that they are legal tender. So that's it. These are the updates on this Naira thing. How you see the situation, Lagos? 0700-993-993-993. What do you think about the silence from the CBN governor and from the Attorney General of the Federation more than a week after the Supreme Court judgment? Do you agree with the state governments who want to file contempt of court charges against them? The banks near you, are they complying yet? Have you tried to get money since the Supreme Court ruling? How is it going for you? How are you coping? How are you dealing? I tried to service my gen over the weekend, and the man that services our gen from the company we bought the gen from says that because of cash wahala, he can't come. I say, how's cash affecting you? He said he's coming from Ikeja, and he doesn't have cash for transportation. Lagos, like, I just put hand for waist. I don't know where I want to begin talk. Do you believe that there's a growing culture of disregard for the courts by the executive? 0700-993-993-993. That's for men. Women, 01465-7190. Hello. Thanks for calling us.
Hello, good afternoon.
How you doing? Welcome. Go ahead.
Our federal government must obey the Supreme Court. Any citizen of Nigeria, the law court is governing them. I know they told everybody to go to court. They have gone to court. Allow them to inspect now. Allow them to inspect the materials. That's what the people say. And that is the essence of the electoral bill signed in February last year. Are you hearing me?
Okay.
Some government officers don't respect court because they are thinking that they have absolute power. They are thinking that they are lost. You don't want to respect the Supreme Court. Why are citizens losing business, losing men? I canceled two shows that supposed to give me 150,000 within 2 weeks. I'm using 1,000 pounds to collect my 5,000. Had any money? Where they don't give me money? Well, everybody don't give me money. So I support the governor. And in short, me myself, I'm giving them automatum this night to lose that old money. Yes, I'm giving them automatum.
All right. Thank you for calling, Kechiku. We've got Richa on the line. Hi, Richa.
Hi, Sandra.
Welcome.
Good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon. How are you doing?
Sandra. You don't read.
Okay.
Seriously, Sandra, I do not understand why federal government will not obey law coming from the High Court or Supreme Court. Sandra, it's not terrible. What are they telling us? So if we should take our case to the court, we should know that. I told you this morning, if they are doing this, what are they expecting us, we now, the citizens, to do? And if anybody violates the law, they will catch you. So the law now is not applied to only the citizens. Then those in the position are not meant, the law is not meant to hold them. Or what? Because anything that is happening in the country, so let's go to court. See, I blame the judiciary, seriously. Because of their, I don't know, I'm not trying to accuse them. Is it because of what they are paying them? That's the main reason why they know if you go there, I will pay money and I will be out of it. Who are they telling us? No more good judgment again. Sandra, I'll tell you too. They should, in fact, you have to rise up. Rise up. Lawyers, rise up. If you've been doing anything wrong before, now rise up and do the right thing. Because very soon, Sandra, if you turn against us, if you still turn against us, because Nigeria will still be fall. And we are tired of it.
Richa, thank you so much for calling. We've got Samuel on the line. Hi, Samuel.
Yes. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Samuel. Welcome.
How was your weekend?
It was okay.
Okay. My opinion is this, is that we all Nigerians, we have contributed to this problem.
Okay.
In the sense that when this executive have been disobeying law court, we said nothing. In the case of El Zazaki, in the case of Kanu, are those people less Nigerians than us? They've been suffering and they are still in jail. And the court have granted them freedom. But the present administration refused. And we Nigerians, we kept quiet. So and those people are suffering. So there is a jingle that used to play in your radio, whether your radio or the other sister radio, that when they were looking for Israelites, so you are not Israelite. You are looking for Germans, so you are not German. And they were taking them off. They are looking for Russians. But when they were now looking for you, nobody was available to fight for you. That is what Nigeria is. We have to carry our cross. Why can't we pitch the president? Is there not a procedure? If the president refused to obey the law, why can't you impeach him? If he's from another section of this country, you must have impeached him by now. What are we talking about? We know what is right. We refuse to talk.
All right, Samuel, thank you very much for calling. Top INEC officials are meeting with LP's lawyers to discuss inspection of election materials. That's 10 days after the court order, but one day after LP said it will go on nationwide protest marches if INEC does not obey. We got that confirmation yesterday from Yunusa Tanko, the spokesperson for the Obidati campaign. Tanko said that as at yesterday, INEC had still not given LP certified true copies of election results and materials nationwide. Now, Lagos, bear in mind that the tribunal ordered INEC to do this on March 3rd, 10 days ago. So Tanko said, we didn't fix a date for the protest because we deliberately wanted to give INEC up until Monday to respond to us first. But when they fail to do what they are supposed to do, our supporters will hit the streets by the grace of God. There's no going back. End quote. Those are the words of Yunusa Tanko, the spokesperson for the Obidati campaign. Now, essentially, if INEC doesn't fully comply with the tribunal order by today, LP supporters will start peaceful protests. Then this morning, we heard from Peter Obi himself that they would also go for contempt of court charges against INEC. So LP is pushing a two-pronged strategy, contempt charges in court and protests outside court. There was
No public response from INEC, but Lagos, right before I came on air, INEC and LP's lawyers went into a meeting. LP had about 60 lawyers in the meeting. We expect to hear from them when it's done. 10 days later, and this brings up a lot of issues. What should happen? Lagos, you tell me. What should happen if a government agency refuses to obey a court order, especially if that court order is time sensitive? In the first story, we just talked about a government agency refusing a court order, right? Because you had those who said that this thing is a very sensitive issue. LP should not be protesting. They were worried that protesting may add more heat to the situation. But now, suddenly, INEC is complying. Would INEC have complied without the warnings from LP about a nationwide protest? Because we're seeing something very similar playing out with the CBN and the federal government. And in that situation, the Supreme Court gave an order. Up until now, there hasn't been compliance. And the states are now talking about contempt of court. So the second story we're talking about today, where federal agencies are allegedly unlooking orders or judgments from the judiciary, it is worth asking whether the current federal executive is simply not taking the courts seriously. But back to LP's matter. If INEC was really ignoring the court order in such a sensitive situation, Lagos, wouldn't it be fair to say that it is INEC that is overheating the polity? By the way, we're getting reports that INEC is almost done reconfiguring the BVAS machines for the Guba elections. When the LP lawyers speak later, I hope they tell us whether LP is satisfied with the order of things or if they would have preferred to inspect the BVAS machines before the configuration. Now, of course, INEC assured the courts that they would back up everything before they reconfigure the machines. But INEC also assured the nation that they would transmit results electronically on the spot in real time. So, does our system give too much room for government agencies to ignore court orders? Should INEC remain silent while being accused of non-compliance with a sensitive court order about the elections? After 10 days of alleged non-compliance, would the LP have been within its rights to protest peacefully? What should happen if a government agency refuses to obey a court order, especially if that court order is time sensitive? 0700-993-993-993. That's for men. Women, call us on 01465-7190. You can also talk to us about the first story. Everyone is feeling the cash crunch. How are you surviving? What work do you do? What business do you do? How are you dealing with this cash wahala? 99.3.
Hey, good afternoon, Joy. Good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon. What's your name, sir?
Okay, this is Samuel.
Samuel, welcome.
Yeah. So, I want to ask you one question.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Maybe we should project it this way. I want you to ask yourself, which one is having more impact, whichever way, positive or negative, between the two issues on ground now? Number one, concerning non-compliance with court orders of this Naira issue and that of INEC forever. Do the two of them have same impact on the generality of Nigeria, do you understand, or which one? Because everything boils down to, how do I call it now, ignoring court orders, which has either gone too far, you know. So it's either painful, you know, when I listen to your preface and not even with what Joyce was saying the last time, I think it is quite discouraging. And I told the last man guy the last time that if you stop me from traffic light going forward, honestly, I packed and I told him, I said, I won't be obeying you again, and there's nothing anybody can do. Thank you.
Okay, you better obey last man, or last man will carry you. My guy, 99.3. Hello,
hello, Adam. How are you?
I'm very well. What's your name, ma'am?
Okay, my name is Ada.
Ada, welcome. Go ahead.
See, on this cash issue, I don't know how people are surviving because I just came back from the east. the eastern parts of the country are the ones suffering more than all in Lagos. Let me use Lagos. I spent like a week in the east. Hunger nearly came.
Mm.
You sell what you want to buy. They are not collecting transfer because transfers are not dropping. Your POS is not working.
Mm.
Your card is telling you that your POS has exceeded the PIN for the day. And to you, you have not used the POS.
Mm.
I looked at my parents, I looked at everybody. So much hunger. Now that there is no money in their account, there is money in their account. I just left the bank now. I asked them if they are paying. They are not paying. And she crowds. In the east, nobody is even opening the door for you to come and sit down.
Hmm.
Or the gate. Nobody is collecting the old notes. And the new ones are not available. So what do we do?
What do we do? She asks. Ada, thank you so much for calling. We've got Keinde joining us from Finland. Hi, Keinde. Good to have you on the show.
Yeah, Sandra. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome.
Yeah. So anytime I have opportunity to discuss about this Buhari's regime, I tell people the greatest disservice that Buhari has done to our democracy is the disobedience of others, court orders. So what happened now is this. The CNC has set the precedent. Now, every other government agencies following suit. And that's why we always say that it's important that whoever you are putting as your president or as a leader of a country, it's someone who we can perceive as someone who has integrity, honesty, and has respect for the rule of law. So you can see how it has trickled down now. Before, everybody, all the APC guys were supporting him when he was not releasing Nnamdi Kanu. Court says releasing Nnamdi Kanu. Say, release Ezazaki. He said, no. Is the CNC. Now, it's now affecting everybody now. CBN is not obeying. INEC is not obeying. El-Rufai is not obeying. Everybody in this APC government, they are not obeying court orders. So it's a pity because now what we have done is we have turned democracy upside down because what holds democracy is the rule of law.
Hmm.
I pray we'll get it right in this country. Thank you, Sandra.
Thank you, Keinde, for calling. We'll take a break. When we come back, let's talk about Peter Obi saying that those who want him to leave it for God are responsible for the moral decay of Nigeria today. We'll have that conversation after this break. Don't go away.
I pray to God that God is going to answer her prayer.
No, this is not all about...
I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. You're listening to Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Every Monday, we start by bringing you the biggest stories from the weekend. And Obi gave an interview this morning and he was asked about what he thought about the calls from some national leaders not to challenge the election results, even if he feels that he was cheated or that due process wasn't followed. And here is what Obi had to say.
Well, you know, I'm very respectful to prominent Nigerians, especially church leaders, traditional rulers, and all that. And I remain very respectful to them. And I think they should be respected for what they represent in our society. But I disagree with them. What they're actually preaching is the problem of Nigeria. The problem of Nigeria is accepting wrongdoing, accepting what is unacceptable. That is using God's name in vain. That's not what God said. God said, do not use my name in vain. So what they're saying is not God's wish. It is not God's plan for Nigeria. So why don't we accept that the 133 million Nigerians who are poor is God's wish? Why don't we accept that 95 million Nigerians living in absolute poverty is God's wish? It is God's wish that we don't have electricity. It is God's wish that our children are kidnapped. It is God's wish that we have collapsed primary healthcare, leading us to be same country with the highest infant mortality. It is everything happening is God's way. Not so what God says. No. God's wish is when you do the right thing. And in the end, it is done. This election was predicated and planned. And we have clear laws about the conduct of the election. If it was followed, if this result were uploaded from the booth,
polling
units, like they said, to the server and everything, we won't be here. We won't be talking about it. It would have been concluded in a matter of hours without anybody arguing about it. But it is not God's wish that you do the wrong thing. It is not God's wish that you go and rob a train and make money and start sharing it. It is not God's. This is what is killing the country. People come here, take public money, and then go and give it to people in the church and treasure. And they say it's God's wish. And start giving them title in the church, title in this. That is what we are fighting. That's what we want to stop. We want God's wish to be truly God's wish. And that is when we do the right things and God gives his blessing. What we are doing now is why they come. What do you tell the young ones growing up? That it's God's wish that you steal? That it's God's wish that you conduct a wrong election? So tell me the difference between those of us who are doing this and the armed robbers. What is the difference between us and the train robbers? Let's be sincere with ourselves. That's why it's God's wish that somebody came to your station and said he knows a governor who have 22 billion naira stacked and nobody's asking about him, but we are stopping young people who are carrying computer and questioning them and calling them names. That's not God's wish. God wishes us something better.
It's a very interesting debate. I've heard so many Nigerians take the position that, look, what's done is done. They're worried that if Obi challenges the election results in court, it could lead to too much controversy, too much unease, you know. But Obi is saying that there's too much of that type of thinking in Nigeria and that it leads to a worse society because people get used to doing the wrong thing or accepting the wrong thing just to avoid rocking the boat, just to avoid heat. And I want to know which of these positions you favor. Should there be more room in the Nigerian political space for people to chase their grievances legally all the way to the end without people saying, leave it to God, it's the will of God? Or is leave it for God and it's the will of God a very necessary attitude for us to have, even if it means stomaching injustice? I feel like this should be an I beg to differ topic. Speaking of I beg to differ, by the way, on Monday it returns. Next week, Monday, 4 p.m., I beg to differ returns. The Tournament of Champions. It was supposed to start on the 6th of March, but things were so uncertain and we didn't want to risk the kids. However, on Monday, 4 p.m., if things remain the way they've been for the past few weeks, the kids will be in the studio. We'll start with Tamvita Kaushik on Monday, 4 p.m., on the Tournament of Champions. Now, this might not be a topic for them, but I'll look at this question, this debate a bit more and see if we can make it into a debate topic for the kids during the tournament. But yes, Lagos, which of these positions do you favor? Which one do you support? Should there be more room in the Nigerian political space for people to chase their grievances legally all the way to the end without people saying leave it for God or it's the will of God? Or is leave it for God and it's the will of God a very necessary attitude for us to have, even if it means that we stomach injustice sometimes? Femi is joining us from the US. Femi, hi, how are you?
Good afternoon, Madam Sandra.
Good afternoon, Femi. Welcome.
Yeah, I think our religious leaders and religious institutions, they need to do more. Instead of using God's name, to just destroy everything. So I think there should be more room for people to chase whatever dreams they have, to chase it legally. And if I may speak on the high neck and...
Yes, you may. Mm-hmm.
What I have to say is that... I'm sorry, I'm lost.
It's okay.
What I have to say is that What I have to say is that if INEC is really sincere, why can't they allow LP to inspect those beaver's materials? Because buying time can lead to a lot of manipulations. Okay. So I think in the course of doing this, I think they have there's every tendency that INEC is up to something. That's why they're not allowing LP to inspect those materials.
Okay.
Thank you so much. That's what I have to say.
Thank you, Femi, for calling to say it from the US. 99.3, hello.
Hello.
Hello. Thanks for calling.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name, ma'am?
This is Joy calling.
Joy, welcome.
Those who are saying Obi should leave it for God.
Mm.
Which God are they even talking about, Seth? If God like Wuru Wuru. And those who are even saying it, Seth, they are the problem of this country. I'm telling you the truth. They are the principality, Seth, that the world don't want this country to move forward. What are they saying? Leave it for God. And they are all our children to do evil, to see, to do wuru wuru. You should not leave it, oh. You should pursue it to the end.
Thank you for calling. 99.3. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, how are
Joy.
You? What's your name?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name?
I'm Wisdom calling from Lekki.
Wisdom, you're talking to Sandra. Go ahead.
Sometimes, the way we Nigeria talk, somebody will wake up and say, leave it for God. What are you leaving for God? So when somebody come to your house and carry a knife, kill your child and leave, and you say, leave it for God.
Sometimes we do.
When somebody, when I'm robber come and rob you, maybe that robber step out, they caught him, and you say, oh, no, leave it for God. Leave it for God for what? Leave it for God for what? Let them, Nigeria, they should just know how to talk. Let them stop frustrating themselves. Leave it for God. What are we leaving for God? Leaving for God for what? That court, let people, is it not human beings that go to court?
Mm.
Let's go to the court. Let the let Obi go to the court. The court will do. God will also watch in them. Instead of Nigerians to be praying, let people pray. They will say, leave it for God. Are they agent of INEC? Madam Sandra, the thing just, I'm totally boiling. I'm dying here.
Calm down, calm down.
I'm telling you, dying.
Calm down.
Nigeria, this is my first time of voting.
Hmm.
I spent, you know, they attend to us in Dowen College. In Dowen College.
At
in Adebayo Dorati. Then that day, they enter around 6:30 in the evening.
Hmm.
I leave my house around 7.
Hmm.
We start calling and making noise, shouting before they have to come around 6:30.
I know.
We vote till 8 o'clock tonight, then rain starts falling.
I know, I remember.
To upload is a problem.
Mm.
Could you upload?
Mm.
And somebody said, leave it for God. Leave it for God. When somebody comes to your house and beat you, kill you, say, leave it for God. Thank you
very much for calling, sir. Let's take a look at messages on WhatsApp. Not to worry, we're going to keep having these conversations all the way till 5 p.m., all right? So keep trying to call to lend your voice to the conversation. Mackie says, Sandra, I a zillion times agree with Peter Obi over his statement against that annoying and churchish mentality that in the context of evil that we should leave it for God, it is God's will. Then they leave God, they put food for their mouth, knee. So the sufferings in Nigeria and at the will of God? Never. God can never support evil, dishonesty. The churches are the institutions deceiving their people with the illusion that evil, including rigging election, is the will of God. Let them know, however, that God has no business in causing evil, especially the unprecedented evil going on here. We're waiting for the right time to act and act decisively and respond to the excesses of these few individuals who are peeing on our backs and telling us it is raining. All right, Mackie, thank you for your message. This message here is from, this one here is from Tare in Lekki. Tare says, because of cash crunch, I couldn't go out today. If a government agency refuses to obey a court order, then the head of the agency should be arrested immediately. Then I dare the governors of Kaduna, Zamfara, and Kogi to charge contempt of court against CBN governor because they no go fit, because it will backfire. Watch and see. And for me, Peter Obi, yes, living for God, be say, while we are praying, let LP go to court. God wish is to do the right thing and not to stomach injustice. Carry, go, chase your dreams to the end. All right. Thank you very much for your message, Tare from Lekki. We've got this message here. from Irabo. Irabo, that's an interesting comment. I'm going to come back to it in a bit. Samuel from Ikeja says, we are in a lawless situation in the country now. It's sad that PMB has encouraged this trend for far too long. This is a man that cried bitterly in 2003, 2007, and 2011 just because some people did not obey court order. But here, the same man has left us. All right, Samuel. Thank you for your message. We have a bit more. Let's take a look. Clovis from Satellite Town says, Buhari said it before judges and senior lawyers that national security overrides any court pronouncement, and he was hailed then. He has held some of his prisoners in disregard to court rulings to free them, and nobody cautioned him then. So his disregard of the Supreme Court on this Naira note should not come as a surprise to us. All right, Clovis. Thank you for your message. Michael from Wawa says, the federal government started the trend of disobeying court order. Now their agencies have mastered the act. INEC just wants to frustrate Labour Party, and I even doubt the originality of the so-called data that INEC claims to have. Let's come back to the phone lines. 99.3.
Hello, Sandra.
How are you doing? What's your name?
Hello, Sandra. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. It's okay. What's your name, ma'am?
My name is Sandra.
Welcome, Sandra.
Sandra, in fact, I'm really, really tired of this, our religious leaders.
Okay.
They are the problem even in our marriages. I'm telling you.
In our marriages?
They are the problem in our marriages.
Hmm. Okay.
You will see a woman in the marriage, the husband is killing her, beating her. The religious leaders will tell you, pray, leave it for God. How can you say leave the bad things for God? To do what? Everybody knows that election is rigged, and you say maybe for God, is God coming down to vote? And honestly, I'm really, really sorry about where we are in this country. That even our leaders, you know, that sometimes I will feel like, oh, I'm not going to church because what am I going to hear? Is this kind of sermon I'm going to hear? You know, a lady asked a question that, why is it that some pastors as husband are teaching. Do you not respond on God? You say, because you have not prayed enough. Can you imagine? That's why her husband is cheating. So she should die in praying. Sandra, please have a nice day.
Thank you for calling, Sandra. We've got CJ calling from Ogun State. CJ, welcome.
Sandra, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir.
Yeah, for the comment of Mr. B, I think that man has made my day.
Okay.
Everything is not God's will. So, a airplane will just lose track, hit a building, and people die. And we say it's God's will. It's not God's will. God has given us everything pertaining to life and godliness.
Okay.
Sandra, there's something within me that is telling me.
What's that?
As Jesus Christ, whom I believe, before he came, Herod massacred the lives of innocent children. Something will happen. Something is telling me he will get there. Something is telling me, no matter what, this suffering we are suffering at Nigeria, I think it's enough. By the special grace of God, God will intervene on our behalf, and he will get that by God's grace. Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling, CJ from Ogun State. 99.3, hello.
Hello.
Thanks for calling. What's your name, ma'am?
This is Debbie calling from Ikorodu.
Welcome, Dr. Debbie. Go ahead.
Please, I'm just too happy with the way Peter Obi talked today on the live interview on television. Truth to be said, it's not everything that is God's will. Even the Bible we are talking about said, my thought I have towards you is thought of good, not of evil, to give you an expected end. How can you say suffering and hardship in this country is God's will? Never, it's not God's will. And it's very clear. So let Obi pursue it. It's not the fight for himself, it's fight for the masses in Nigeria, the less privileged ones. We are here suffering. They don't know what we are passing through. I can't even afford to give my children money to buy snacks in school because of this cashless policy and different things they are doing. First scarcity everywhere. So let's be pursue it. It's not the will of God. We can't continue. God does not want anything bad for us. Every thought of God for us is of good, not of evil. Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling. We've got Friday on the line. Hi, Friday.
Hello.
Good to have you on the show, Friday. Welcome.
Yeah. Good afternoon, Madam Sandra.
Good afternoon. Welcome, Friday. Go ahead, please.
Yeah. I can categorically tell you that the federal government and the Supreme Court, they are just working pari passu. They are just doing us, the more we look, the less we see.
Okay.
Madam Sandra, what I want to ask you is that, is it possible that LUP will take the INEC to the World Court?
To the World Court?
Yeah.
Which World Court? Like ICC, maybe?
Hello?
Oh, I think I lost the connection with him there. But when he says World Court, what does he mean exactly? Because if you're saying ICC, I don't think that they can take INEC there. Supreme Court is Supreme Court. Supreme Court is the highest court in Nigeria, you know. It doesn't get higher than that. Let's go to Facebook now, where we have lots of comments. Medals Wilson says, from top to bottom, everything about this government is about illegality, disobedient to court orders. I suggest that they should remove the judiciary as an arm of government in Nigeria so that APC will do its thing. These people will forever be remembered in the history books of Nigeria. Jarius Lacazette says, INEC disobeys court order. It means they have something to hide. If they're sure the exercise was fair and true, then they should be allowing LP for the inspection of electoral materials. Morris says, first, challenging the process is a welcome development and it will set a good reference point in the years to come. Secondly, it is God's wish that has been bastardized and erroneously applied in order to satisfy our flaws. All right, Morris, thanks for your message. Oboche Young says, if INEC disobeys court, I blame court. Let court talk the truth before protests will take place nationwide. We've got Ahisukiki. Ahisukiki says, even average Nigeria, we don't obey court order. Or Supreme Court told us to collect and make old Naira notes circulate till December 1st. Yet some people are still rejecting it. And some people are collecting it. Can you see the kind of country we are in? Constitution is going this way. We are going the other way. Ahisukiki, thank you for your message. Chukwuemeka Johnson says, Labour Party's legal team has been granted access to INEC head office. The inspection of the materials used for presidential election will commence as soon as possible. Yeah, we already said that. We've got this message here on Facebook from Adewole Emmanuel. Adewole says, because they are above the law, God will deliver us from this government. All right. Thank you for your message. Now, these are messages from Facebook. Let me come back to the phone lines and we'll keep talking. 99.3. Hello. Sorry about that. Call back if you
call
can.
If you
hello. Hello.
Hello, Sandra.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah, hello, Sandra.
Hi. What's your name, ma'am?
Hi. This is Alex.
Welcome, Alex.
Yeah, you see, we have the criminals in our society with the loudest microphone.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why we are discussing this today.
Okay.
There's somebody called Andrew Nice.
Yes.
Andrew Nice is the guy who is in the court right now being accused of killing Bamishi.
Yes.
Yes. They went to see Bamishi's parents and assured them of justice.
Yes.
I wonder why they didn't tell Bamishi's parents, late Bamishi's parents, that it is the will of God, that Andrew Nice should do that, and then Andrew Nice should be strolling in the streets. 17 people were killed in Southern Kaduna, Sandra.
Hmm.
How about the driver, the train driver that is in court right now?
Hmm.
Why didn't they say it's the will of God so that he strolls out too and, you know, he goes around minding his business?
Hmm.
We shouldn't even have prisons. If it's the will of God that society becomes what it becomes.
Mm.
We shouldn't have prisons.
Mm.
Yakubu told Obi, go to court. What is Obi supposed to go and be worshipping in the court? You know, it looks like we have gone like 100 years behind. I'm talking of in the last 23 years of our democracy. Nigeria seems to have lost all of 100 years in terms of development because of this kind of thinking.
Mm.
How about the budget of 355 billion, Sandra?
Hmm.
Why didn't we go to the churches and the houses of worship to go and beg God to bring out that money instead of using technology? You know?
Hmm.
I want to tell Mr. Obi that it is a lonely walk, this walk that he has embarked upon, Sandra. It's a lonely walk.
Hmm.
But he will meet a lot of shaming and mocking and all of that, but he shouldn't be deterred. because the lives and the survival of a lot of Nigerians, millions, will be hanging on this particular case.
Mm.
It's not about the outcome of the case, but the process, which is deeply flawed.
Mm.
You now understand, Sandra, why I always say that when society goes bad, it is actually the leadership, not about the followership. Because followership simply follows. It's unfortunate that this is where we are today, Sandra. Thanks for the opportunity to talk to you.
Thanks, Alex, for calling. Always a pleasure to hear from you. We've got Samuel joining us. Hi, Samuel.
Hello, Sandra.
Welcome.
Oh, thank you. I think the other woman has told us that it is not the wish of God. God said that his wish is that we prosper and have our expected health. But what I'm saying in this issue is that if the agency of government or government itself disobey the rule of law, what is available? What can the people do?
Yes.
Or what can the
what should happen?
What will the voters do?
What should happen?
Well, legally. Or what should the other arm of the government, the legislative, what can they do to correct the wrong? If the governor is disobeying court order, if president is disobeying court order, if he just said, what should be the legal thing that the other arm of government should do? What are they supposed to do? They are disobeying court now. Then the legal, House of Assembly, Senate, or they are all there. What are they supposed to do? They should lead Nigerians according to the law of the land. Either removing by the agency or impeaching whoever is causing this hardship for everybody. Let me tell you, some of us are retired. We don't have cash in our hand. And we are not buying, we are not selling. Nothing. Nothing at all. Sadra, can you give me anything from I need only 2,000 to survive now. Can you give me?
Okay, stay on the line. Let's get your details. Okay, he didn't stay on the line. Thank you very much, Samuel, for calling. We've got messages on WhatsApp. We've got this one here. John from VI says, Nigeria is like a novel called Animal Farm, where it is believed that all animals are equal, but in reality, some are more equal than others. There's one rule for one people and the other rules for the poor. We've got this message here from Kenny in Ojodu Berga. Kenny says, shout out to Alex, she speaks my mind this afternoon. Obi will definitely get justice. Always a pleasure to hear from her. We've got this one here from Godfrey in Ikotun. Godfrey says, using quadratic equation, please help me solve this. If C is found in CBN, PHCN, NDDC, INEC, NMPC, APC, what is C? Well, in my work, I had D in math, so you cannot be asking me. So others should solve for C. What is C? We've got this message here. You didn't leave your name. It says, you set the tone for such a one-sided discussion. I'm sure you are enjoying your... Who's this ridiculous person? Presidential election is gone. The real winner has been announced. Keep wailing while you're... gullible listeners are hailing. Okay. PMB got the Naira redesign move wrong, though. But this person didn't leave their name. We'll take a break. When we come back, Lagos, I'll come back to you. Don't go away.